B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It is the 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Mastelli Show. It's brought to us by Court Police Bakery and Deli. World-famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. It is Football Friday. Brian Westbrook will join us 4 o'clock. I believe B. West is picking the Seahawks.
Yeah.
He did it on national TV, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Well, listen. He knows his stuff. He'll have to explain why he feels that the Seahawks will come all the way here and win that game.
Yeah. I got a feeling. You know, I've been watching Brian close. So we'll see.
You have?
Yeah.
You know, okay. Been watching Brian close. Uh-huh. So we'll find out why.
Yeah. He in National TV Week.
I'm just wondering. Going on.
Is it about the Sixers beef?
No, it's not about the Sixers beef.
Well, you got beef going on with him?
There's a little bit of a beef in Trey with Ty.
You have a beef with
Trey Thomas.
Trey Thomas and B. West.
And B. West, yep.
And would you like to share that?
Yeah, so what happens is Joel Embiid is the Sixers' best player.
Mm-hmm.
And they've said some questionable things, the two of them, recently.
Yeah.
And I feel like as a station, I have to then counteract that. Mm-hmm. Same thing when people say certain things about Ben, but they've chosen Embiid for whatever reason. And they didn't care for that very much.
Oh.
They didn't care for that. I thought, like when they suggested they should trade Embiid after they had a good game against Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
I didn't care for that because I thought that was silly talk. And they then got angry at me, talked about it on the post. On
yeah,
the
so now
they did.
Yeah, now they're ganging up on Ty.
Yeah, they fired the first shot.
Yeah.
They fired at me. Mm-hmm. Usually I might start things. No, I was just sitting around waiting for the green zone.
And
then two guys come attacking me. And I'm trying to protect them.
Wow.
Trying to protect their credibility.
I like these beefs.
Yeah. So it's all right.
All right, cool. By the way, we have Al Michaels coming on today.
Oh,
you weren't here yesterday. Maybe they didn't go up there and tell you.
Nobody told me.
I didn't know either.
You were both out yesterday.
I would put it in my update.
Al Michaels is coming on at 4:30.
Okay, I'll add that. I'll add that right here.
Al will be checking in with us. He's doing the game.
That's great. I'm glad we get Al. Not so glad about the other guy, but very glad about Al.
Yeah. Al Michaels is the national play-by-play announcer of the Mike Mastelli Show.
That's right.
He has always been.
Fantastic. So he's still, to me, the best of the best.
Yes. So we'll get his spin on this game. Rick in Lancaster, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rick.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man?
Good, Rick.
Hey, a couple things I wanted to talk about. First of all, I got a lot of confidence going into this weekend. You know, the last game that they, you know, they kind of blew it, but it was still even, you know, it was still close. And if you think about it, Seattle got 4 free drives because of the, you know, Wentz was having a bad turnover game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the level he's playing at right now, you know, that he showed over the last few weeks, I think they're going to do a lot better. You know, Seattle's got some, you know, got a lot more injured players than they did then as well.
I agree. And on top of that, the confidence that he's carrying into this game, he can't get any higher, right? He's won 4 in a row. He hasn't thrown an interception. He's been great. I know it's been against lesser competition, but that doesn't matter. When a guy's in a groove, he's not thinking about that part of it. He's thinking about being in the groove.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, the guy's on a roll. And not only that, but, I mean, you got the confidence that his players have in him, obviously, has skyrocketed over the past 4 weeks.
Yeah, and guys are fighting hard for him because they're trying to prove themselves still.
Exactly. I mean, you got guys fighting, you know, fighting hard potentially for a roster spot next year. I mean, Greg Ward, man.
Yeah.
You know, if he ain't earned it, I don't know what will.
Yeah, well, here's the only thing I need to guard against here is that they don't get the wrong message, the front office, that they have all their bases covered now because these guys have popped out of the woodwork. Because they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the front office is the other thing I wanted to talk about. You know, and exactly what I feared was going to happen, it looks like it's starting to happen. You know, we just skated by into a playoff run, and people are stopped. You know, they're stopped. You know, I haven't heard anyone talk about for a little while now all the mistakes that Howie Roseman in the front office has made this past year.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't. Yeah, that can't
well,
be forgotten.
About. No, we can't. And you're right. We kind of have forgotten about it. But that's why I say, like, caution against. Don't think everything's hunky dory now just because you won four in a row and you may win this playoff game. You still need to address some situations.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't want this playoff run. You know, kind of giving them, you know, an excuse. You know, well, we made it to the playoffs.
So, yeah. In this day and age.
All right. In this day and age, has sounded. So that means that you are playing for a potential pair of tickets to Sunday's game.
Are you ready
to go?
Let's do it.
All right. What number did the Eagles quarterback known as the Polish Rifle, of course, Ron Jaworski, wear? What number did Jaworski wear?
Seven.
Seven is correct. You move on to the next category. All right. This former Eagles offensive lineman was drafted as a first-round pick in 1991 from the University of Tennessee. Was he A, Jermaine Mayberry, B, Hank Fraley, C, Ron Heller, or D, Antone Davis? University of Tennessee, 1991.
Antone Davis?
Antone Davis is correct. You are halfway there. All right. Who set an Eagles single-game rushing record with 205 yards? And I will tell you, it was not a modern-day player.
Was it Van Buren?
It was Steve Van Buren. We have one left for you to be qualified for the tickets. In 2001, the Eagles used their first round pick. It was the 25th overall on UCLA wide receiver Freddie Mitchell. He was chosen over several other high quality receivers. Which one of the following receivers was still not available by pick number 25? Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, Chad Johnson, Santana Moss.
Oh, man.
I think the question is who was available, right?
No.
Who was not available?
Yes, that is all worded correctly. The Freddie Mitchell pick was horrendous.
Okay, so who was not available by pick 25 of those four?
What were the four again?
Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, Chad Johnson, Santana Moss. Which one was picked prior to Freddie Mitchell being picked?
Steve Smith.
Oh, incorrect. That was a hard question.
No, it wasn't.
Four is a lot.
Santana Moss.
Four is a lot.
Is the correct answer.
Chad Johnson, that was talked about. I talked about it. I'm obsessed about it. Five wins of Super Bowl.
That's a hard question.
If you have Steve Smith, Chad Johnson, or any of those, that's not a hard question.
Hold on.
Last one was a hard question.
No, it wasn't. Booney got it right away. I knew it right away.
Booney, of course, gets everything right away.
I'm screaming in here that it was Santana Moss.
I know you were, but if he had three, he would have qualified.
Yeah, but barely.
How many people are going to get four? But he did.
Barely.
How many people are going to get four? To just qualify?
It's hard to get Eagles playoff tickets from our friends at Rothman Orthopedics.
We are an hour and 10 minutes into the show.
It's hard to do. We need some qualifiers.
We don't have any qualifiers yet. That guy would have qualified.
You view guys as going to dilute it.
Doesn't mean he's going to win.
You're diluting
it. We're not diluting it.
That person's out there.
It's hard for the average fan to get three. We get them because we're in the business. It's hard for the average fan to recall four in a row on the fly.
How about I let Booney? He's
Give Booney's feedback.
All right,
in the meantime, we're going to go to Caesar in South Philly. Caesar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Caesar?
What's up, Mike? Thanks for having me, man.
My pleasure, man.
I just wanted to say, on behalf of the Eagles, as far as, just a few weeks ago, nobody, I wasn't alone in this. I had no faith in the team. I was questioning everything about them, defense, Carson Wentz, and everything. So just the fact that they get here, they got here, I'm excited about that, and I actually think we're going to get as far as just beating Seattle. But there was, like, I was questioning their heart, you know, just in mid-season. Like, I remember the first Dallas game, Malcolm Jenkins, they got up and Dak Prescott got in his face. Like, another team's quarterback ain't supposed to get in your Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And think about this.
I was questioning their heart.
Yeah, so you know why? Because they had guys like Alshon and Aguilar on the field, and their hearts were easy to question, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's enough blame to go around. Like, I was always a Carson Wentz fan. I still am. I was down him a little bit, and he could have played better as well. I'm not saying he has horrendous, you know what I mean, other than, you know, Ertz and everything like that. So, like, you know what I mean? I'm just proud that, you know, we're even here at this point, honestly. And, Mike, I wanted to tell you, can I get any questions or no?
The sounder has to go off, Caesar. So you can't beg.
Would have
been
asking some questions anyway. You don't have to give me.
No, you can't. No, we can't waste questions. See, you can't. This is all. You bring good stuff to the table. The sounder automatically goes off.
All right. So now
we have the intelligence system in our computer. Where
Booney and Gotti have
what if Booney and Gotti have what ruled?
Gotti does 4 with 7 exclamation points.
4. Okay.
And
Booney goes what?
4. He says, this isn't a preseason game. This isn't week 6 against the Lions.
That's wise.
It's a playoff game.
You're talking about wise men now chiming in.
Okay, fine. But okay, say by like 4:30.
I've got 3.5. No.
Okay.
What?
Maybe in the 5 o'clock hour.
It's 3:15. It's 3:13. What about by 4:15? If there's not another qualifier based on 4 questions,
B. West is going and Al Michaels. So we can't. No.
Right. So then after that, you'll have to make an addendum and move it back down to 3 to at least have a qualifier.
Maybe in the 5 o'clock.
In the 5 o'clock.
Whatever.
We can't just...
Yeah, the 5 o'clock hour is when we reduce
Natalie,
for quick sake.
I know...
Like, people need to have a fighting chance.
Natalie, you're out here in these streets. You know what I'm talking about. You're out here as a single lady in 2020, right? Do you want a guy who's like 3 out of 5? You want a 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5? We don't want to dilute it. You're diluting it, Natalie.
There's not one qualifier.
You're a playoff game. You're not a...
There's not one qualifier.
You're a playoff game, Nat.
I just want listeners to win.
Answer that phone. I hear it ringing. Hello, Tyrone. It's Mike. I was testing the inside line for Al.
What's going on?
I know.
That's awesome. Right. Tim in Audubon. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hey, Mike.
What's
Natalie,
up, Tim?
Tyrone. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you.
Mike, just a quick violation on you. I don't think you should be down the Eagles until we win this game. Then you can tell us if you don't think we're going to go any further. Because I'm with Tyrone, man. The heart alone says that we can beat Seattle and we can go up to San Fran and win that game with these guys.
Yeah,
they got the momentum.
Yeah,
that's not what he said. How old are you, Mike? I'm 53. I've been an Eagles fan a long time. I'm not a boo bird. I'm a realist. I was scared to death in the Dallas and Giants game. In the third quarter, I had to get my car and drive around.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your fandom. Right? I look at it more logically. This team isn't, in my opinion, good enough to go on the road and win at San Francisco, which is a rested team with a good defense. I just don't see it. But it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to what I see. If you think it can happen, it will happen.
I think it can happen.
Absolutely. All right. I like your optimism.
All right. You got to be optimistic being an Eagles fan.
I hear you, Timmy. All right, buddy. By the way, I got called another violation on me because it was the 1980 season. It was the 81 Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So we messed up.
Well,
we didn't get it anyway.
We didn't get it anyway.
No. Harry in Wisconsin. Harry on 97.5 The Fanatic. Harry.
Hey, Mike. Listen, I think the biggest point about this Eagles game is they're not going to be playing any teams that are 2 and 3 wins for the season, at least the last time I checked.
Yeah, I'm just measuring you out because I knew who this is, and so I have my hand on the dump button because this is that creep Hodge. But again, I'll give you your point.
Okay, but part of the reason you said it doesn't matter because they only play 2 and 3 week teams is if Carson's on a roll. He's on a roll because the other teams can't stop him. And then they played Seattle last, and they're playing a good coach. The teams that they beat, they're not going to have coaches.
The teams, the four teams they played weren't good, except Dallas was formidable, And none of them
are going to have coaches that were in there next year. They're all going to get fired. I mean, Jason.
That's part of the equation. They had lousy coaches and lousy team.
And so now, we're going into playing in a team that has a coach that knows how to scheme for guys that are certainly on a practice.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. And it's going to be a more of a formidable task. But I still think the Eagles can win a game.
Yeah, but you can't be saying they're going to win the game because they're on a roll. They're on a roll. They're not playing the same kind of team.
No, I just gave you X and O reasons. Their running backs are battered. Their offensive line is terrible. They don't get to the quarterback. Russell Wilson in the last...
They lose it, and I'm not bashing them because they are injured. I mean, that's the reason. If Carson Wentz, and I'm really sad about this, was going into this game with a full complement of players that Nicky Foles had on the offensive side.
I get it, but you also can't dismiss the fact that they're really a good home team that plays well in a tough atmosphere. That counts. That raises your level a little bit from what you are on paper. And if you want to go X and O's, tell me where the Seattle Seahawks right now are that much better than the Eagles. What, only in Vegas? We went over the Pro Football Index yesterday. 60% chance the Eagles win the game. Now, what are they extrapolating? Are they guessing?
No, they're
extrapolating data.
Absolutely, the data and the fact that they had to go across the country. Being at home in the playoffs matters. It just does. Being at home in the playoffs matters.
Yeah. All right. Dan on a cell. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Dan?
All right, so, I feel pretty confident in this game, too, kind of like you were saying. I mean, I feel good. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're in a decent spot here. The only thing that's kind of in the back of my mind keeps creeping up that I don't really – I mean, Carson Wentz has not played a playoff game before. I don't think that's being really talked about a whole lot. The only time he feels – I feel like earlier in the season when he's kind of gotten himself in trouble a little bit, when he's trying to do too much out there, hanging on to the ball a little bit too long. You know,
yeah, but he hasn't done that in a long time.
I know he hasn't, and I'm just hoping he doesn't kind of revert. And
he's kind of like in a playoff game. I get it. That's a good point, but he's cushioned by the fact that he's got a home crowd here.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, like I said, I'm pretty confident. I think it's really going to come down to him. I mean, Doug has proven himself to be pretty, you know, creative and up to the task in the playoffs. The veterans who are still standing, they've proved they can do it. Wentz hasn't done it before. I think he can, but until a guy gets out there in the big stage playoffs, and you never really know exactly how they're
going to play. Yeah, I hear you, but we're only requiring him to score a minimal amount of points. You know, you move the team in scoring position, you kick some field goals. What about Seattle's offense is going to hurt you right now? Everything they're doing is trending down offensively.
Exactly, yeah, and that's kind of why I do feel good about it. Russell Wilson, earlier in the season, I mean, I would have said, man, I don't know how we could ever deal with this guy, but something is, you know, he's missing a lot of guys, too, and something they're not really looking quite right. So I think defensively, I mean, it's almost the opposite of what I would have thought if you told me this matchup was coming, you know, a few months ago.
Yeah, no, so. I get you. There are a lot of factors against Seattle coming all the way here. I know they got Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has been good in playoff games. He's been bad in playoff games. It's not like he's Brady. You know, he has, according to his weapons, is usually how well he plays. And I'm looking at, like, the Seattle Seahawks receivers hurt them in the first game. The DK Metcalf factor. But their main guy, Tyler Lockett, has gone into the toilet for them.
Yeah, they've as coverage has moved towards them, and the fact that they've become so one-dimensional, they can't run the ball with any. I mean,
right.
I don't care who you are, the Eagles or anybody, you can scheme to beat a team doing one thing. It's harder to scheme beating a team to do a couple things. They can only do one thing.
Yes, and this beast mode, you know, this beast mode hype. I mean, come on, you can't take a guy off the street and he's been eating Skittles and throw him into an NFL game and he's going to gain 100 yards. That's not going to happen.
No.
All right, let's go Kurt and Darby. Kurt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kurt.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Kurt?
Tyrone, Natalie, Happy New Year to you, all you guys.
Thanks, bud.
Okay, so, this feeling of the Eagles of us this year, man, in this playoffs, man, I mean, to be honest, it kind of feels like the same year that we went on our Super Bowl run. I mean, I know now, Mike, I'm not getting ahead of myself,
Yes, you are.
I know. No, I'm saying just the feeling. Okay.
Uh-huh.
When Carson went down, the feeling in the city was somber. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, we were like, oh man, we got a mountain to go up against.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we at the same point now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to speak this into existence today. Okay. Minnesota is going to beat New Orleans. In New Orleans. We know that's going to be tough, but this is what's going to happen for us. Minnesota's going to beat New Orleans. We're going to beat Seattle. Then Minnesota will then travel to what? San Francisco, right?
Green Bay.
If that happens. Minnesota will travel to San Francisco.
Green Bay.
They'll travel to Green Bay.
Oh, they got to say Minnesota's saying San Eagles. That's right. Eagles go to Green Bay. Yeah, so they have to go to San Francisco. I know the scenario you're painting, that the Eagles would host the NFC title game here, right? That's crazy talk, right?
If those things happen for us, man, we got a pretty good thing.
Well, yeah, but that's four leaf clover stuff, bro. That's four leaf clover stuff. So many dominoes have to fall for that to happen. We having computer problems?
Yes.
The link to the server is down?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we get a commercial anyway. Can engineering come up here in 5 minutes? Can they get off the President and Steve sofa?
No. I think it's already, he's just got to rescreen. I think we're all right.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, how's it look on the screen right now?
It says link to servers down.
I'll come in there in a second. Only I don't want to touch that machine because you're sick. I'll get them to get sick.
Let me see. I'm going to press.
You got to close out the program.
Use your hand sanitizer.
I closed out all my calls.
Yeah, close out the whole program.
Okay, yeah, all my calls are closed out now.
Yeah, and then reopen the program. It should be there.
Oh, okay.
And then it should all come back.
All right. Anyway, it's a commercial break.
Yeah.
On the Mike Mizzinelli Show. And it's 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Mizzinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it's time for the Twitter poll update at 3:30 with Miss Natalie Agonoff. Natalie. Yes, by the way, it's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Son.
Yes,
yeah,
Mike.
Thank you.
Over 1,200 votes on this one. Be honest, are you optimistic about the Eagles' playoff chances? 74% say yes, 26% say no. So people are feeling it.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you very much. By the way, last night, I don't know if you were following my Twitter feed, but Drew from Westchester tweeted on my page, Mike Mast, Midnight Run is on Cinemax now. Serrano's got the discs, which is a great line from the movie Midnight Run.
Right.
So I flip it on. It's at the beginning of it. I'm going, oh, this is gold. Came on about like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Whenever it was on. So in response to Drew, I tweet back, this calls for a celebration. I think I'll get some donuts, which is also a line from the movie.
Okay.
Well, that sparked a cacophony and a choir of Midnight Run lines that were tweeted out all night.
I did see it, but I didn't get them.
Have you not seen Midnight Run?
No, I haven't.
You have not?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's one of the classic quotable movies of all time.
I know people love it, and I figured it was movie.
And so
thing
one led
happening.
To two, which led to 20.
Right.
On the Twitter feed last night.
It's anyway. Pretty good.
All right.
I'll have to check it out. I don't know if I have Cinemax.
Well, it's not on. I mean, it's on every. You can get Midnight Run on almost any channel at any time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like an exclusive to Cinemax. It's just a movie that's like very replayable.
I feel like I've seen it, but I don't know if I ever like paid attention or like internalized it.
You know, it's less of a chick movie than a guy movie.
Yeah. It came out the year I was born, too.
Oh, so damn.
That might be why I missed it.
You've seen old movies.
I know. I'm just saying.
Younger De Niro had the greatest facial expressions in that movie. And Charles Grodin. He and Charles Grodin were comedy magic.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, it's well done. Spence in South Philly. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Spence.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Spence?
So, I have two main points. My first one is just around the injuries, and I think mainly, you know, the Seattle team is just so banged up, and as are we, but we've been banged up. I mean, we've been banged up for 4 or 5 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge difference, knowing what we have going in versus Seattle that's going to be you know, bringing guys in for the first time, and it's going to be in Philly, tough atmosphere, and it's the playoffs. So I think that's a leg up there, too. The other thing, too, that I'm looking at, there's a lot of public action on Seattle. It's pretty lopsided. So, you know, not to say that always means anything, but I love being on the side where, you know, the professionals ultimately are gonna land.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's interesting because what's going on here is in Vegas, they are betting Seattle. But the computer models, like 538, like all these computer predictions,
right,
are way on the Eagles side winning this game.
I think it's pretty telling, though. Like, if you have this much action on one side and the numbers still really just fluctuating between 1 and 2,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to get anywhere close to 3. And if it does, I think you'll see a real professional move on the Birds.
All right. Well, we'll see if that happens, brother.
All right, Mike.
All right, man. Nice talking to you. Let's go Chris and Barnegat. Chris, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Chris.
How we doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Happy New Year.
You too.
The game here. I think we got a couple matchups that we kind of exploited.
Okay.
They weren't really using in Week 12. I mean, I was looking at the stats, and they only had 12 rushes with Sanders, and he had like 60 yards. He was rushing at like 5.2 yards per rush.
Yeah, we did that. We were very critical about that because they threw the ball 51 times in that game, didn't they? Yeah, they threw it 51. That was the major discussion point on why they weren't balanced like they had been. Is he gone? Chris, you still there? Oh no, Chris evaporated. Chris, get back to us. We'll get you right on. Let's go, Sam in Lancaster. Sam, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Sam,
how we doing, Mike?
What's up, Sam?
Hey, so this game this weekend, it being Carson's first playoff game, I'm feeling confident. But let's be honest here, much like the last weeks where we've gotten wins, we're going to have to rely heavily on the defense.
Yes.
You know, they gave no touchdowns to Dallas. They made the big play against the Giants. Fletcher Cox getting that fumble that should have been a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling very confident about that because the Eagles at home only give up 15 points opposed to on the road giving up 29 points. So it's major that we're having this home playoff game, them having to travel across the country. And, you know, I'm feeling confident about Carson as well going into his first playoff game, but we're definitely going to have to rely on this defense, have them make plays, have them step up. I'm feeling comfortable because Seattle's a little banged up as well.
I totally agree with you. I'm thinking more about the defensive part of the Eagles in this game than I am the offense. I mean, we're teased by the fact that they have these, you know, it's a charming story. The practice squad dudes, and they finally got a chance, and they're embracing it the whole bit. But the defense really has the leadership staple. You know, when Fletcher Cox stepped up at the end, and so did Jenkins. And they actually made their cornerbacks a little better. So we'll see in this game, because they cooked them, the corners, in the first meeting.
They did. They did. And it makes me feel more comfortable simply because of the fact that they are banged up a little bit on offense. They don't have, you know, Josh Gordon. They don't have those deep threats that, you know, we had to worry about last time. But the defense is definitely going to have to step up.
Oh, guess what? It's your lucky day, Sam.
Okay.
Now, Sam, if you got tickets to the Eagles-Seattle game, would you go?
Are you kidding me? I mean,
all right. Well, then all you have to do is answer 4 straight Eagles franchise questions.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's start. What? We tighten it up for him? What are we doing? Oh, wow, we're playing a little game show music.
Little game show.
Oh, good.
All right. All right, number one. The late, great Reggie White wore this number as a rookie with the Eagles. So it wasn't the famous number. What did he wear?
As a rookie, I know.
I'm going to give you multiple choice. Did he wear 92, 90, 99, or 91?
I'm going to go 90, 91.
91 is correct.
All right.
Now, what reason did former Eagles head coach Buddy Ryan give for cutting Hall of Fame wide receiver Chris Carter? What did he always say about Chris Carter?
Oh, Chris Carter.
All he can do is what?
All he can do is catch.
No. All he can do is, you see what I'm talking about, Tyrone? See? It's tough for people.
He doesn't deserve the ticket.
All he can do is score touchdowns.
Yeah, and using you guys' threshold, he still would have failed. Not everybody deserves tickets.
All right. It's been suggested to me. How about 3 out of 4?
No, that's the same. These were easy quests, especially that one. All you did is score touchdowns. Come on, it's catch touchdowns. Come on,
but I knew that when I was 17. You're on
I agree. But here's the thing.
I wasn't in the business.
In my experience with callers, you're not going to get the savant guy who knows everything.
Therefore, that makes it special. If we have one qualifier, there's one winner. And we have to thank our friends.
Oh, there you go. It's wide open for just one qualifier to get the tickets.
Not necessarily.
24, just saying.
And that's our friends from Rothman Orthopedics. They wouldn't want us to make it easy.
That's correct.
They try and fix people and help people.
Helping them too. Yes. Helping them learn about the darn Eagles.
Right.
You don't know that question.
So don't let the pain in your joints or back stop you from doing what you love, Nat. Turn to the orthopedic experts of Rothman Orthopedics, proud orthopedic partners of the Philadelphia Eagles.
These questions are a pain in the back. How about that?
I know all these questions. I know. Booney and Gotti back at NBC Sports Philadelphia,
Yes, I know some of them too, but I'm just saying.
You know some of them. Yeah. You might know because you're not the Eagles savant. We might be because you're younger.
Yes. So that's why I think there should be some leeway, because if we have a great caller who's a younger fan who might not be able to have that.
For the young peeps, Tyrone, I can't deny that point.
That caller wasn't young.
We don't know.
It was supposed we do get a young guy and he doesn't harken back to, you know, way back.
You can skip around the questions. You can find the 4 easiest ones on the list if you want, Mike.
I'm trying to find easy ones for the people. The one I was going to ask the guy was, name the Eagle who played with an unbuttoned chin strap. Now, I know that because I was a kid when he played.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
I had to edit past that one.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
All right. Mike Messinelli Show. B West at 4, Al Michaels at 4:30. We're back after this.
The Mike Messinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
3:46, Mike Messinelli Show. It's a football Friday. Sixers tonight in a big one. I believe they're playing some team called the Rockets.
Yep.
I looked at the line. They're only -4, right?
I thought it was 4.5.
Four and a half?
Yeah.
Slender line. The Sixers just might snap back tonight.
You know what? They might. It's down to 4. 4 even.
A step up to the competition, much like the Bucks game.
Yeah. And they've been having those in-house meetings. It's time to, you know, now those guys could
be accountable. We had a... Yeah.
It would apply to them.
We had an interesting little discussion on Ben Simmons yesterday, and you know, when all these other guys are saying people need to be accountable, or like the center saying that people need to shoot when they need to shoot.
Yeah.
I think it's all going towards 2-5.
Yeah, now people, when they talk about accountable, they're talking about Embiid too. But I believe they're talking about Embiid as well, but Embiid's the best player. So you can talk to them about a lot.
It's all about 2-5, Tyrone. The success or failure of this team is on the shoulders of 2-5.
He's the most important player on the team. And B's the best player. 2-5 is the most important player.
That is correct.
He is.
All right, let's go. John in Port Richmond. John, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's up, John?
I called you last week on, like, the way back from my carpenter's apprenticeship, and I was trying to... All right, now, I'm not going to go all nostalgic on you, but I just want to say, like, a couple things. One thing that I think could be, like, a dark sleeper on the defense that could be MVP of this game is Derek Barnett. Who? No, I'm just saying, like, as much as I see Russell Westbrook play the Eagles, I see who? Russell Westbrook.
Russell Wilson. Russell Westbrook. He's on your mind because they're playing the Rockets tonight. So I get where you go.
I'm sorry. But we have Russell Wilson rolling out to his left side.
Did we lose him too? Apparently we're having some phone problems. Natalie, one of our other stations apparently is getting some of our phone calls.
Yeah, and they're coming through the board there.
Yeah, there's a...
So they're not even on the phone.
There's a cross-pollinization going on right now.
Yeah, so literally Eagles chants are coming out of the board down at our sister station, WXCU.
The country station.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to do, but we have some kind of mayhem going on here in the wires. And why would we? Because the whole place is under construction. So you never know from day to day what's going to...
And maybe some wires got crossed somewhere along
possible.
The line.
Yeah. Let's go to... wait, is he still there?
No one's ever going to win the tickets now.
I see John's still there, but we can't hear him.
Well, yeah, that might be just...
Sorry, John. All right, let's go. Dan and Ben Salem. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Mike, what's going on?
What's up, Dan? How you doing?
Wait, Dan didn't get punched up.
Yeah, Dan, we lost Dan, too.
Dan didn't get punched up.
I had a punch up. He said, hey, Mike.
I thought that was a different guy according to my screen.
That was Dan. Dan and Ben Salem, right? Is that where I am? Is that your screen different than mine?
Must be.
this is very peculiar. All right. Sorry about that, Dan. Call back. Is 9-1 Chris from Barnegat?
Hold on. Because I think we might be frozen.
We're frozen.
I think the actual phone system itself is frozen.
Uh-oh. They froze it on purpose?
I think it may be frozen. Because what's showing in here is what's going to go out, and he won't go out if you hit it.
Now you're definitely going to have to take the questions down.
No, I'm definitely not going
to
do that.
You have to.
We're missing out on all these times. When Al Michaels calls, are you going to get our country station?
No.
Wait.
He'll be fine.
I'm going to lose cred with him.
No, he'll be fine.
He'll be okay?
He'll be fine. All right. It's a different set of lines.
Okay, now, can you punch up anybody?
No.
No, we're all frozen.
Yeah, it's frozen in here, so engineering will have to come back down.
Okay.
We'll have to go from there. So if you have any Hembo stats right now, it'd be a good time to refresh people.
Yes, I do. I do have some Hembo stats. And so here we are. The main stat for me is this Russell Wilson stat. Completing 45% of his attempts outside the pocket for 4 yards and zero TDs. Since they played the Eagles. To me, that is a major statistic.
It is.
All right. Now, we look at the Eagles offense. In the 11 games through Seattle and in the 5 games since. And again, this is tailored by the fact that they played the Giants, the Redskins, but then the Cowboys were in there. All right, points. First 11 games, they only averaged 20 points. Last 5 games, 27.
Big difference.
First 11 games, 338 yards per game. Last 5 games, 410 per game.
Huge.
Turnovers. First 11, they turned it over 20 times. Last 5 games, 3. First downs, last 5 games, 25 per game. That's 5 more than the first 11 games. And, of course, Miles Sanders, last 5 games, 111 scrimmage yards per game as opposed to 70 in his first 11 games. Carson Wentz, first 11 games, 17 TDs, 6 interceptions. Last 5 games, 10 TDs, 1 interception, 99.3 rating. There's a monster statistics there.
Yes, and unfortunately, that also coincides, one, with the opponent, and two, when certain players stop playing, which is kind of sad in a way. But those guys won't be back. Aguilar's out. The other guy's on IR.
All right.
So you have that going for it, if nothing else.
Yes. Now, let me get to the Hembo 4, which he came with yesterday, were also... gave the Eagles a tremendous advantage. Let me see if I can they can find these now. Okay. Yeah, here it is. All right. So one of Carson Wentz's biggest strengths in this game also is right against Seattle's biggest weakness. Wentz is the second-ranked quarterback this season on rollouts. As you know, the last several games, he's been rolling out of the pocket a lot more, and he's been scrambled a little more. The Seattle Seahawks ranked 29th in the NFL this season against rollouts.
Really?
Yes. Secondly, Russell Wilson throws to space better than any quarterback in the NFL. However, he struggles against man coverage. Now, I'm not saying the Eagles are blanket coverers, but they play man coverage.
Yes.
Believe it or not, they rank 4th in the league when playing man coverage.
Really?
Yes. And Russell Wilson is not that strong, hasn't been this year, against man coverage.
That probably has to do with his receivers and stuff, but yeah. Huh.
All right. Now, Sunday is the 9th time the current playoff for under the current playoff format that a team with 9 or fewer wins hosts a playoff game against a team with 11 or more wins. Guess what? Home teams are 6-2 outright.
Outright.
Doug Peterson, 8-4 in his career when listed as a home underdog. That's tied for the best record of its kind in the Super Bowl era. And, of course, the last thing, the Football Power Index. The Eagles, a 60% chance to win on Sunday, according to the Football Power Index. There you go. All right. We got our problems straightened out, yeah. So we're good to go in the 4 o'clock hour.
Be well.
Brian Westbrook will join us at 4. Al Michaels at 4:30. Stay tuned. It'll be a cracking hour on the Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.